Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m. we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That again is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Power in the Blood, and then part four of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The Creator, from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5.
Your passion and pride, there's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide, there's wonderful power in the blood. In the precious blood of the Lamb. Could you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, yes, there's power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in this life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. It's in the blood.
There is power.
Of the Lamb, there is power, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Come on.
Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing?
Come on now.
There's wonderful power.
It's in the blood. Yeah.
There is power, wonder-working power. It's in the blood.
In the blood
of the Lamb.
Of the Lamb.
There is power, wonder-working power. In the precious blood of the Lamb. For there is power, wonder-working power.
Woo!
It's in the blood.
In the blood
of the Lamb.
Of the Lamb.
There is power.
Let's go back and sing that chorus a couple more times. Come on, put your hands together, get excited about this great God. There is power,
wonder-working power. It's in the blood of the Lamb.
Come on, church.
There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. For there is power, wonder-working. It's in the blood.
Woo!
Of the Lamb.
Yeah.
There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Praise God. Give the Lord some praise in the house today. Amen. Judgment in the Bible. Then God makes seven other judgment calls when He declared of His creation, and it is good. So, seven times God said, what? It is good. This shows us that God alone has the right to evaluate you and I and His will in our life. And folks, God takes it serious. You may flip it off, but God takes it serious. How are you living for Him? He takes it serious because you are representing the King of Kings and the Lord. Oh, I'm saved, preacher. I'm saved, man. I'm blood washed. I'm going to heaven. Got my name written there. I mean, I'm right there, man. Yeah, but are you living what you say you believe? I mean, are you the Christian that God would be proud of? Are you the Christian that God would be proud to have your picture on His refrigerator? Is God really, would He really today be delighted? What's He going to say to us when we stand before Him? Unfortunately, you know, God's judgment, God's evaluation has been ignored, not only by the world, but I'm here to tell you it's been ignored today by Christians today. Most would rather be liked than to be holy. And I want everybody to like me. Well, I'm sorry, not everybody's going to like you. And you being liked is second fiddle to you being holy before the presence of God. So what would happen if we only cared about what God thought? What would happen if we only cared about what God said? What God has directed in our lives today? If we really believe what creation shows, that God then, our values would be realigned, that God would be first in our life. So God is the one today who determines the good and what's good and what's not. What's not, He calls sin. And after God created light, then God made the evaluation, the judgment, that it was good. And so what God created was pure, and it was for the pleasure of God. Your life should be all about Him. Remember, God sees everything, and God makes a judgment. This is a centerpiece, basically, of all our problems. Because we won't do anything about the sin in our life. Come on, church. We won't get right. We won't give God our allegiance. God forbid tonight that you keep your nose and your eyes glued tonight to a television set and ignore the house of the Lord. God's not honored in that. God looks at you in His infinite knowledge and He makes a judgment. And, you know, is what we're living pleasing to God? It's what you do pleasing to God. It's what comes out of your mouth. Please, how in God's name can you say, I'm a professing Christian, and come to church and sing, oh, how I love Jesus, and go out into the world and use His name in vain and damn His name by your conversation? Shame on you. Well, preacher, I'm trying to clean up my life. That's your problem. You're trying to clean it up, and you're ignoring the best cleaning process, the purification process that is found in the pages of God's Word. You need to let God do the work today. For the Word declares, God looks at all of us and says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know, this is a terrible judgment, because this judgment says that the wages of sin is death. But also He says the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That death is eternal separation from God. So we are not perfect, but we are sinners. You, including me, we're all sinners today. And God judges sinners. You're going to be judged. And this is not the end of the story. God sees us as sinners. Thank you, Jesus. And for us to escape the judgment of God, we've got to run to the cross of Christ. We've got to run to Jesus. And I'm glad He's a forgiving God. I'm glad He'll blot out your transgressions and remove your iniquities today. Hallelujah. We can plead the blood of Jesus today, for only His blood can wash our sins away. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So God looked at the righteous life of the Lord Jesus Christ, and He looked at the punishment today that He endured, and God then gave a judgment and said, you are forgiven. Glory to God. You are forgiven. And if you need forgiveness today, His forgiveness is not exhausted. You come to Him, you say, God, I've sinned, and God, I've messed up, and God, I've done this, and God, forgive me. I'm telling you, on the authority, as soon as those words come out of your spirit and your heart and your life, God forgives you. Amen. And maybe you need some of that today. Because you're not, I'm not, none of us are perfect. We need forgiveness. We need to be forgiven. Hallelujah. I'm so glad today, even when we deserve hell because of the cross of Christ, we now stand under the grace of our God. So God sees and He judges, and in Christ He declares that we have now experienced recreation. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things become new. Number two, and these two, the next two are short. Creation shows us the scope of God's authority. So how much right does God have to step into your life? Every bit of it. There's a key phrase of distinction in verse 4. He says, and God saw the light and it was good. God divided the light from the darkness. So God separated the light. He separated it from the darkness. And then we find that there's a distinction. There's light and then there's darkness. So He called the day, the light day, and the darkness night. So there's a distinction in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That's the fact. Here comes the distinction. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. So those who don't believe in Him will perish. Those who believe and receive will have eternal life with Him. God's saving love is expressed in no other than the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's reserved for those today who come to Him by faith in Christ. You've got to have Christ in your life. So God makes distinctions that there are only two groups of people. Good people and those that are not good people. But preacher, saved and lost. See, you're in one of two categories. And you're not jumping from one to another. You either are or you are not. You either saint or you ain't. And I'm not trying to be cute and poetic here, okay? God's people, let me tell you, are those who are not controlled by self anymore. They're controlled by the power and the presence of God. So you can take Genesis 1 and you can connect it to John 1, which really Genesis 1 and John 1 are so intertwined together. It's amazing because here's the recreation, and the recreation is found in Jesus. And I'm telling you today, if you're not saved, I don't care what church you're a member of. I don't care what your past has been. I don't care how sorry or how good you are. The fact is, that's all immaterial. There's only one sin that's going to keep you out of heaven, and that's the sin of rejecting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You must be born again. And the being born again, the recreation, is you acknowledge you are a sinner. You recall that Jesus died for you on the cross and you receive Him into your heart. Therefore, you then, upon that reception, you are saved. So it's found in the I Am's of Jesus. In John, He says, I am the true vine. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said, we are in the world, but we're not of the world. Amen. So God didn't call you to just be a nice person. God called you to be a child of God and to live what you say that you believe. The bulk of Christianity is our lives have been transformed. Or have you? And if you've been transformed, are you living the transformation that you have received? We were once dead, but now we've been made alive in Christ. The transformation of salvation is that great distinction today. We are separated. God separates darkness and light in creation, and God separates darkness and light in our lives when we're saved. We no longer pursue the darkness of sin and shame and degradation and all the wickedness of this world. We now are in pursuit of God. We want to live holy and separated lives for Christ. Has that happened to you? Yeah, I didn't ask you if you're just saved. I'm asking you today, are you saved? And then I'm asking you today, are you sold out to Jesus? Is your allegiance to Him? Can God count on you? Can God today depend upon what you are and what you profess and that He lives within you today? See, folks, if you still have the same old sinful habits, the same old lifestyles, the same old attractions, something's wrong with your salvation. Third point. Creation shows us the joy of a new day. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.